CBS News.
You're wanted. You're precious. You're the love of his heart. Now that's something to sing about today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello again.
Hi there.
Welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music and the friends are absolutely spectacular. I am so thrilled to be sitting here today and welcoming you aboard what is going to be a wonderful voyage as we say hello to Kevin Williams.
Hey.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm right here, hello.
Gordon Most.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Buddy Green. Lauren Talley.
Hi, everybody.
Tori Taff.
Hey, guys.
And Bill Gaither himself sitting right here.
And all of my guests today are gold medal winners.
And one of those guests is the actor Dennis Quaid. Amber Nealon and I slipped backstage with him for a little discussion and to hear some of his gospel music.
It was a beautiful setting in beautiful Red Rocks out in Colorado. Yeah.
Out in Denver, outside of Denver. Ivan Park. Then he said, sing.
Yeah.
With the entire group and Ivan Parker. What a night under the stars.
And what a day in here with the Gaither Vocal Band.
God wants to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He said he'd guide and take them on their journey and lead them to the promised land.
Slaves in Egypt land, so God took Moses by the hand, and Moses told Pharaoh to set them free. But Moses wanted a way to get out, cause in his mind he began to doubt. Said, Lord, old Pharaoh, he ain't gonna listen to me. Said, Lord, his tongue go down that rod, and Moses did, and he cried to God, cause he turned to snake, as evil and wicked as sin. Then he cried again with an awful wail, and lost his seed, he tried to tell, and Moses did, and he turned to a rod again.
God promised to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He said he'd guide and protect them on their journey and lead them to the promised land.
Now the Lord said, Moses, I've got the power and I'll be with you every hour. Go tell Pharaoh, set my children free. But Moses did, the Lord helped out, sent a plague through the land about till Pharaoh told him to go and let him be. So they started out with a cloud by day and a fire by night, but to lead the way to suddenly Pharaoh decided to change his mind. So he gathered together his soldier band and all the chariots throughout the land, and I'll let those Israelites go some other time.
God promised to lead his children out of bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He said he'd guide and protect them on their journey and lead them to the promised land.
When they came to the banks of the ocean blue, then turned to Moses and said, what do we do? And old Moses fell down on his knees there in the sand. Then the Lord said, Moses, trust in God. All you gotta do is raise that rod and lower those mighty waters. Stretch forth your hand. So Moses followed the Lord's command, and the waters parted there in the sand. They saw a path that led to the other shore. Well, the ground was dry, and they walked on through. The Pharaoh's army thought they would do, and the waters fell, and they ain't never been seen no more.
God promised to lead his children out in bondage. He said he'd free them from Pharaoh's evil hand. He said he'd guide and protect them on their journey and lead them to the promised land.
Homecoming Radio with the Gaither Vocal Band. It's that time once again we look forward to every week.
Every week.
I call it educational. I don't know what you call it, but it's the word of the day.
I got it.
Hold that thought.
Well, today's word is one that you may not know, but hopefully by the end of this you will, and you can put it into daily practice. So let's get right to it. The word of the day is oblivescence. The word of the day, oblivescence.
Oblivescence.
That makes more sense.
I wasn't sure where you were going there.
Oblivescence.
You didn't either.
Anyone on this? Anyone?
No. I think you've got it, Kevin.
Oblivescence, Gordon, is a perfume. It's made from the Paraguayan It's made from the Paraguayan fut called the oblive. There are many forms of this unique fut, like a green oblive, a black oblive, oblive oil, oblivillion.
Yes.
And oblivescence is the only perfume that must be refrigerated.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's manufactured, in fact, by Ralph Lauren, and it's available in most major department stores and supermarkets, and occasionally at Lifeway. Oblivescence has been described as refined, sweet, sophisticated, beautiful, and takes on the character of the one who wears it. For instance, now, if Tori were to spray it on, it smells like a fresh spring morning. If Bill uses it, it smells like a July afternoon at Churchill Downs. That's oblivescence.
I love it. I want to buy some for myself.
Yes. That took a turn, didn't it?
So, wow. It actually means, speaking of Bill, forgetful. As in, as we get older, most of us have a touch of oblivescence. Some more than others.
Just a titch.
And here's Joseph. Have a day.
Yeah, sometimes it's the radio.
Everybody has a bad day. When they're feeling like no one cares, everybody needs reminding. Someone sees and someone's there. Everybody gets a little down, and they need to be picked back up. Sometimes by a preacher man, sometimes it's a real good friend. Sometimes it's the radio, sometimes it's a song of hope. It's the right tune at the right time with the right words and the right rhyme with the melody that takes you where you need to be. Sometimes it's the word that you heard at the church that soothes your soul. But sometimes it's the radio. He cares about the smallest things when I'm driving down the open road.
It's almost like a symphony that he plays for me and all of heaven. Everything I'm going through, he knows what I need to hear. Sometimes it's amazing grace. Sometimes it's when the choir sings. Sometimes it's the radio. Sometimes it's a song called. He's the right tune, the right time, with the right words and the right rhyme, with the melody that takes you where you need to be. Sometimes it's the word that you heard at the church that soothes your soul. Sometimes it's the radio. Sometimes it's a preacher man. Preacher. Sometimes it's a real good friend. Sometimes it's amazing grace. Sometimes it's when the choir sings. But sometimes it's the radio. Sometimes it's a song of hope. It's the right tune, the right time, with the right words and the right rhyme, with the melody that takes you where you need to be. Sometimes it's the word that you've heard at the church that soothes your soul.
Sometimes it's the radio here on Homecoming Radio, where there's more straight ahead. And this reminder from Psalm 27. I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. Announcing a trip of a lifetime, a seven-day Alaskan cruise with Bill and Gloria Gaither and their homecoming friends.
The trip comes with ocean views, daily devotions, unique ports of call,
stunning views of wildlife, the Alaskan coastline, and majestic glaciers.
Plus many of your homecoming friends like
Bill and Gloria Gaither, the Gaither Vocal Band, Sandy Patty,
Mark Lowry, Chris Blue,
the Hoppers, Russ and Tori Taff, Linda Randall, special guest speaker Ken Davis,
Jeff and Sherry Easter, Joseph Habedank, the Martins,
The Sound, Gordon Mote, the Neelan,
Gene McDonald, Angela Prem, Lady Love Smith,
Woody Wright, Kevin Williams, Ooh. Matthew Holt,
Wesley Pritchard, Shane McConnell, and many more.
The seven-day Gaither Alaskan Cruise. The dates have been set to set sail the summer of 2024, July 27th through August 3rd.
And you can get all the information at homecomingradio.com.
Homecoming Radio with Daniel Britt, Amber Neelan, and Dennis Quaid is in the house.
Oh, hey, man.
How are you? I've got to start off by saying
Dennis
this.
Dennis Quaid is here.
Is here. He is here in our presence, and we're honored to have you. Now, as someone who studies the arts, and you've done that, and the world knows you as an actor, you've also, obviously, you've studied music. And where was this birthed, this love for music?
Well, I don't know if you call it study music, because that always kind of has a connotation of homework to it. And that, I was never really big on that. So it's like, listen to music, play music. That's why they call it playing music, because it's so much fun. And I discovered it really early on. And I guess hearing Elvis and Hank Williams on the radio as a kid, and that was what, then the Beatles came along, of course, and added that to it. Yeah. But Johnny Cash has really been my, you know, imaginary mentor in a way. I never actually got to meet him. I talked to him on the phone once back when I was doing Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, besides Johnny Cash, Glenn Campbell came on with a show at that back in the 60s. That just, you know, it changed television in a way, because it was like a new generation coming on with a variety show. You had, before they had Dean Martin, of course, and, you know, Carol Burnett, blah, blah, blah. But he came on, it was a new generation, and the guy was so talented, nobody could play guitar like Glenn Campbell. And that's what I realized right then and there, that I was never really going to be a real guitar player. I'm a guitar player like Johnny Cash is a guitar player. I got a guitar when I was 12 years old. My grandfather bought my guitar, and Western Auto.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that where everybody gets their first guitar? Yeah.
Free rotation.
It was $14.
Sorry.
It was more of a, they would check your brakes back that day. So, but the first song I tried to learn was Light My Fire, which is a terrible song to learn first because it was on the radio, but it has bar chords and you can't start off doing bar chords. You just don't have the muscles for it.
Right.
Yeah. So I turned to Johnny Cash.
Does it make you happy then to know that at this Gaither event where we're currently sitting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that there were whispers of that name when you were performing with the Neelands at this show?
Whispers like that? Yeah. This is blatant about it. Abby, you start out copying your heroes.
Yeah.
And then you try to develop your thing as well, or, shine through. But Johnny was great because he had simple chords. His stories are incredible. And I love story songs. And, he's so good at that. And he sings with such heart. And, like, Walk the Line, you can learn just about every chord on the guitar playing Walk the Line because it has four key changes in it. and without having to play a bar chord, by the way. So it's all good.
I want to know, what was your first Gaither homecoming experience like? Because you had that last night.
That was really, truly incredible. It really put me right back to my childhood, in a way.
Yeah.
Watching on television, like Billy Graham and those experiences from childhood. It was evangelical in a way. It was just incredible fellowship that was present there. It really touched my heart. And Bill and Gloria,
they're my
new heroes, really, and mentors. Yeah, I learned so much just watching Bill.
I know.
Yesterday.
He's a machine.
Yeah. Yeah, not he's a machine, but he's a maestro. He's a master at just the subtleties of during the rehearsal about, with the dynamics of everything and just how easy and he made it for everybody and
exactly.
Encouragement.
He is the best at that. He really is. Yeah.
The audiences that come out, they're the people, their hearts. It's really a lot of fun to be around a bunch of Christians.
Surprise!
Yeah, we're all in there having fellowship, and you can feel God's presence.
Absolutely,
you really can.
As someone who looks from the side and watches you singers, it looks like a team sport, and the support that you would feel as an artist, and coming into a new season of life with this debut gospel project that you have. By the way, it's titled Fallen, and it's got some great songs that you've written. You've borrowed songs from the faith.
Yeah, it's called Fallen, and I wanted the biggest audience possible for the record, so I called it Fallen, a gospel record for sinners. And I thought that would probably include everybody.
And he did that last night, and Fallen. We got to sing with him.
Yeah, it was really great. Awesome. They're fantastic.
And these guys, the Neelands, are backing you up a lot these days. And
we're gonna be on tour together. Yeah, we're gonna do some dates coming
up.
That's
gonna be a lot of fun.
Here at Homecoming Radio with Dennis Quaid, Amber Neeland, I'm Daniel Britt. I would like for you to set up a song.
Why Me, Lord? Chris Christopherson. It reminds us that we're all human, we're all frail, and we need Jesus. We're not strong enough here on our own to do it. And I know because I spent a good 35, 40 years trying to do it my way. And, the trial and error works for quite a long time. but I think that's the beauty of that song. And the only thing I did was I made it a little bit more upbeat, and I'm kind of a joyful spirit.
Right.
Yeah. Naturally. Yeah. And I that's what I wanted it to reflect in that. And I sent it to Chris and his wife, Lisa, after we'd done it. And they really liked it, which was really gratifying.
So that's awesome.
Well, the album is Fallen, a gospel record for sinners. And you're a good man, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. And gosh, I'd like to come back and have you.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Well,
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown?
Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus, I know what I have. Now that I know how I needed you so, help me, Jesus, my soul.
Tell me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you.
Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know how I needed you so, help me, Jesus, my soul.
Special guest today, Dennis Quaid, from the album Fallen, a gospel record for sinners, on Homecoming Radio.
In the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the master's voice is calling to you're called to labor, seems so small and little known. It is great if God is in it, and He won't forsake His own. Here has ended, and our race on earth is run. He will say, if you've been faithful.
is the Gaither Vocal Band as we end this week's edition of Homecoming Radio. Bill, take us home.
Our goal today was to remind you that you are the love of his heart. Hope we have done that. Join us next time. Just won't be the same without you.
In the meantime, we welcome you over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Follow us on our social media and Facebook, and we love it when you drop us a note.
You can get all of this and a lot more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
And you know, it's good to have two great women here on this panel here.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah. But we're out of time, right?
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Love to tell you how much I love you, but we got to go.
Right out of time.
Wish we had time.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.